7 o'clock it is. Dennis Nakata here, News Talk 590 KUGN. Once in a while, we do have the opportunity to give you a little bonus. What's up? Because What's Up Wednesday, when we sit down with folks from the city of Eugene, Eric Johnson in the hot seat here. What's up and good morning.
Good morning, Dennis, and what's up, Eugene?
What's up, Eugene? Love it. Thanks again for coming in. What is on your hot sheet here for today?
Well, you know, I'm here today to talk about our upcoming leaf collection and delivery program.
Oh, thank God. Leaf, bring it on. Okay, let's go.
Great. So starting next week, November 12th, Eugene will start their program. You know, you can go online to find more information about when we're going to be in your neighborhood mm-hmm. by just going to eugene-org and /leaf, and you'll find more information about when we can be in your neighborhood and how to properly set your leaves out in the streets.
How to do it the right way.
That's exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about how busy you guys are, though. You had summer projects. Obviously, you'd like to be able to get to the leaves before this because weather, you can't flip the switch and control weather. And leaves come down when it's time to come down.
Right.
Right? So you have to get summer projects done first before you can switch into leaf pickup mode, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The same crews that are doing the leaf pickup also do a lot of the road maintenance work that we have. So, you know, we've just converted over from doing a lot of asphalt and concrete work, repurposed the trucks and the loaders and stuff. And now we're all set up for next week. We have been out for a couple of weeks now maintaining bike lanes and just some of the natural fall that occurs this time of the year.
We're talking safety here first, though, right? But first and foremost.
Exactly. You know, not only for the traveling public on the streets, but bikers and, you know, those slick sidewalks also.
So, and of course, if you block up the waterways on the curbs and whatnot, then you're causing water backup, and that's more problems.
That's one of the biggest reasons we do this program. Localized flooding, when we get clogged catch basins and drains, you can see what happens in those major intersections, especially down in the downtown area where it's really flat around the Amazon Creek. So we're asking people to, you know, look at those areas. Don't put piles on top of those drains. Keep your piles away from the curb so we get water to flow through so they can get into the storm drains. And if all those things happen, then we're happy and we have a safe street.
Is it hard? Does it take long for the transition as far as your equipment goes to go from summer to leaf pickup mode?
Well, we're getting pretty good at it. You know, this is our 50th year, or somewhere right around the
sure.
50s, the late 60s we started this. But that transformation from what we do in the summer to getting ready for leaf pickup, we're getting really good at that. We just went through our snow and ice training for this year. That same equipment that we pick leaves up is also used for doing snow and ice, and
right.
know, the employees also. So, we have multi-purpose vehicles, and we're ready to go.
We appreciate you stopping by, and thanks for what you do and keeping our leaves away. It's pretty to look at, but once they're on the ground,
yep.
it's an issue.
That's an issue.
Eric Johnson, we appreciate you coming
All right,
by.
Thank you.
So, What's Up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.